This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Technology Modernization Fund. $100 million, $1 billion. This is money from the American Recovery Act, passed in 2021, the early days of the Biden administration. Now the question, what is to be done? There's a lot of money, $1 billion directed towards the TMF, it's called in government. And the man to answer these questions is Francis Rose, my colleague, who runs the Daily Scoop podcast, part of Fed Scoop. Francis, you spoke to Claire Martorana and Raylene Young, two executives in the Technology Modernization Fund atmosphere. And I copied down all of the acronyms so you can help me understand how a portion of the $1 trillion plus is to be applied to improving the federal workforce. First of all, the acronyms. Good evening to you, Francis. What is a CIO? What is a PMO? And what is an OMB? Oh, and what is an OPM? Good evening.
Good evening, John. It's great to be with you. I need to write them down or I might have to ask you to shoot them at me again. A CIO is the chief information officer of an organization, in the case of what we're discussing, a federal government agency, and that person's responsible for being the number one technologist in that organization. The CIO is also the person who's responsible for signing off on the submission of proposals to the Technology Modernization Fund. OMB is the Office of Management and Budget, where Claire Martorana serves as the federal chief information officer. It means she's the top technologist in the entire federal government. And a PMO is the program management office. You mentioned Raylene Young, and she is the executive director of the PMO for the Technology Modernization Fund. That lives inside an agency, John, called GSA, that you and I have discussed before, the General Services Administration. And you mentioned OPM. Claire Martorana used to serve as the CIO, the Chief Information Officer, of the Office of Personnel Management, which is another agency you and I have discussed many times. They're one of the organizations that is vying for money from the Technology Modernization Fund to try to upgrade the especially the cybersecurity provisions of that agency.
All right. There's $1 billion. And 100 million of it is now to be devoted to something called CX, which I guess, Francis, means customer experience. I got that one.
Okay. Well done.
Got it. All right. However, September 30th is the end of the year. Don't ask why. Okay. It's just the way things are done in Washington.
That's right.
It's something to do with the calendar. And a 700 million remains. So therein is the challenge. How do you spend money as the Technology Modernization Fund? It's particular that you need to have a proposal from an agency. What does that mean, Francis?
So the agency does basically a business plan to make its argument for why it should receive an award from the Technology Modernization Fund. Now, that number I saw just the end of last week is at about $400 million of the $1 billion that remains from the American Rescue Plan. So the goal of the program management office for the TMF is to get that money out the door by the end of the fiscal year. There are a number of reasons they want to do that. One is the whole point of having the money is to help federal agencies do multi-year projects. Right now, an agency, if it just tries to fix a technology issue through a regular appropriation, is only guaranteed to have the money for that calendar year, that fiscal year, excuse me. And so it needs to keep going back to Congress year after year after year and saying, okay, now we're in year three of this 5-year project and we need the money to do year three. The Technology Modernization Fund awards an agency the entire amount of money that it asks for based on the proposal that it presents. And that proposal is basically a business case to say, if you give us this money, this is what we do with it. This is the benefit to the citizen. And this is the amount of money that we will either save or not spend in the future by upgrading the service that we have now or providing a new service and getting rid of something that we already have.
Most helpful. Now we'll go back to the beginning again. The American Rescue Plan, passed by Congress in the early days of the Biden administration, also is accompanied by an executive order called Pillars. And one of those pillars is the customer experience. Translate, please.
So customer experience is the way that a system works on behalf of a citizen when that citizen interacts with the agency. And one of the themes that the Biden administration has taken is something called life journeys. For example, retiring from your job and interacting with all of the various agencies where you do that, having a child and the various agencies that you might have to interact with that. You know, we've known for years and years, it's not news, that when someone has a life event and they have to deal with a number of different organizations across the federal government in order to achieve whatever it is they want to achieve. What this administration is trying to do, what that executive order on customer experience addresses, and then by extension, what they want to do with money from the Technology Modernization Fund is rebuild systems digitally so that the citizen sees a more seamless experience and eventually an entire seamless experience when he or she needs to interact with the federal government to achieve success in any of those life events.
Now, all agencies can apply for these monies, all agencies,
yes.
From NASA to the Commerce to
everybody,
Bureau of Indian Affairs, all across the range. And now the way you apply is something called payback. What is that?
Well, so payback is a component of your proposal. And what one of the requirements when you submit a proposal is that you explain how you're going to pay the money back that you're awarded. The Technology Modernization Fund, when Congress passed it and it was signed into law, is a revolving fund. Congress seeds it with money, but when an agency takes an award, it's with the understanding that they will pay the money back eventually. You have to pay the money back within 5 fiscal years after you, or 5 years after you take an award. And the way that you demonstrate you're going to pay the money back in your proposal is to outline, this is how much money we will either save or not spend in the first place by whatever this upgrade or replacement system is that you're giving us the money to do. And that's the money then that agencies send back into the Technology Modernization Fund so they can turn around at some future point and make more awards.
The Technology Modernization Fund, TMF, it suggests there's technology involved. Does this mean getting a better Macintosh on your desk? Does this mean distributing, iPhone 14s? Is that technology modernization?
No, this is aimed at digital infrastructure in the government so that when a citizen logs onto a website or has an interaction over the phone or whatever that interaction is with the government, that experience goes more smoothly, eliminating paper where possible and so on. And then the other facet of it, as we've discussed many times on this program, is cybersecurity. Another executive order that the Biden administration issued was around the concept called zero trust. The idea that even though I'm known to the people that I work with at a federal agency as a federal employee, each time I log into the system doesn't trust me at all. I have to verify to that system that I am who I say I am through whatever the technology is that's available. That's another area where both Claire and Raylene have said the TMF is going to focus on improving the cybersecurity posture of the government.
Claire Martirona used a term that I've heard before on other spheres, build it and they will come. What does that mean?
So that's a pejorative term that people in government who are trying to drive change have used, because that was really the posture of the federal government for many years. The people that want our service have no other place to go to get the service. So if whatever we build, they'll have to use it. And that's the antithesis of the customer experience concept that this administration is trying to drive and that the Trump administration pushed too, which is, how can we make this easier? How can we make this make more sense for the people who are trying to use it? And then in order to achieve that, how do we have to build the system to get to that goal?
Francis Rose, he is the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, part of Fed Scoop. $1 billion of the $1 trillion and $100 million of it for customer experience. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.